姊妹们，朋友们早。
Good morning, dear friends, brothers and sisters.
实在充满喜乐啊，能够聚在主的名下，聚在主的面前。
I'm filled with joy that we can gather together before His name and before His presence.
啊，今天很高兴啊，我们初中组、高中组的年轻弟兄姊妹也跟我们在一起。
I'm also very happy that the junior youth as well as the high schoolers can meet together with us this morning.
啊，教会实在是一个大家庭。
The church truly is a great family.
啊，有男女老幼。
There's the men, the women, the old, the young.
啊，当我们都听神的话啊，生活在一起的时候，就是非常的快乐。
And as we listen to His words and live together, it truly brings us much joy.
愿我们的教会生活成为我们的祝福。
And so may our church life become our blessing.
像姊妹们，今天我有一些话语和大家来交通。
This morning, I have some words I'd like to share with everyone.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道。这一年我们特别注重在生命上面的长进。
And so all of you may know that this year our emphasis is on our growth in our life.
因为生命那是神差遣他儿子到地上来最主要的目的。
Because the main purpose for his son coming to this earth is for life.
是神所有一切旨意的根基。
It is the foundation for his purpose.
如果这个生命的点上达不到的时候，我们根本就不能谈神的旨意。
If we do not have life, we can't even begin to speak of his purpose.
所以盼望我们这些日子能够大家都集中来思想，究竟我们的生命长进了没有。
So I'd like for all of us to consider, particularly in these days, have our lives grown?
究竟我们的性格改变了没有？
Have our characters been changed?
究竟我们有没有一天比一天更像基督？
Day by day, are our lives more like Jesus?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们在这里真正的目的。
This is the purpose for why we are here.
离开这个，我们都白聚了。
Apart from that, then we gather in vain.
我们都白费功夫了。
Then we have used up all our energy in vain.
我们就是盼望圣灵能够深深地把神的话印在我们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit deeply impress His words into our hearts.
今天我要和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是两棵树，两条路。
And so what I'd like to share with everyone today are two trees, two ways.
我们知道在伊甸园里面神把两棵树摆在那里。
In the Garden of Eden, we know that God placed there two trees.
那两棵树是一个寓意，是一个代表性的东西。
Those two trees are symbolic. They mean something.
他们是说出人生有两条路。
They speak of how there are two paths in our lives.
那么一棵树的果子，你一吃呢，你就得生命。
The fruit of one tree, if you are to eat of that, you will gain life.
但另外一棵的果子呢？你只要一吃呢，就碰见死亡。
But if you eat the fruit of the other tree, as soon as you eat it, you will die.
所以他显出的两条路就是，有一条路呢，他是把人带到死亡去的。
So there are two paths, two ways. If you go one way, it will lead to death.
另外有一条呢，是把我们带到生命去的。
And another way, which will lead to life.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救的时候，我们都曾经拣选过。
And so, brothers and sisters, when you were saved, you have made a decision.
我们拣选主耶稣做我们的生命。
You have decided that Jesus will be your life.
但一次拣选就够了吗？
But just that one decision, was that enough?
不是的。
No.
如同你不是吃一次饭，你就一生就不用再吃一样。
It's not that because you have eaten of one meal, you no longer need to eat anymore.
我们一生都在吃，我们有吃才能活。
You are eating your entire life, and as you eat, you are able to gain life.
所以这两棵树的果子，我们一生都在那里拣选的。
And so your entire life, you are always deciding which fruit you are going to eat of.
只要我们是蒙恩得救的基督徒。
As long as you are a saved, born again Christian.
我们就面对这个拣选。
You are making these decisions.
在每一个大小事上。
In every matter, great and small.
在你的生活中。
In your daily life.
在你的聚会里。
And in your church
meetings. 在你的侍奉上。
In your services.
你要么就是吃了生命树的果子。
Either you have eaten of the tree of life.
要么就是吃了分别三个树的果子。
Or you have eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
你一吃，马上就显出结果来。
And as soon as you eat, you will bear the consequences.
是生命呢，还是死亡？
Either life or death.
弟兄姊妹，非常的严肃。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
我们不要把福音当作平常。
Don't look lightly upon the gospel.
我们不要轻看我们所得着的生命。
Don't look lightly at the life that you have been given.
我们不要轻看神的话语。
Don't look lightly at God's words.
在这短短的一个小时里面。
So in this very short hour,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
所有人的心灵能够带朝向神。
May all of our hearts be brought before God.
朝向那位说话叫人得生命的神。
And be pointed towards the God who speaks and gives life.
如果你有点想睡觉的话，请你站起来。
If you feel tired, you're sleepy, please just stand up.
我都还没开始说，你就想睡觉，不行啊。
Even before I have spoken, you want to sleep, then we can't.
在旁边的弟兄姊妹帮忙一下。
So brothers and sisters who are sitting next to you, please help.
或是给一点什么薄荷油啊。
Perhaps put on some chapstick.
或是给一点什么润喉糖啊。
Or suck on a cough drop.
还是把他摇一摇啊
Push the person next to you.
无论怎么样就叫他醒着
No matter what, we need to stay awake.
好，我们一起来读几段圣经
Let's read some passages together.
我们先读诗篇第一篇
First off, let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇
Psalm chapter 1.
那如果我们有福音朋友或是初信弟兄在旁边的话帮忙翻一个圣经好吗
If you have gospel friends or brothers and sisters who are here for the first time, please help them.
诗篇第一篇我们来读一到六节
Psalm chapter 1, we will read all six verses.
诗篇第一篇我们大家一同念好吗
Psalm 1 together
好每个人都念给自己听啊
We will read to ourselves
我想我们聚会最重要的是得着主的话语
The most important as we gather is to gain his words
我后面的交通好不好呢都还是其次的
Whether or not I share very well afterwards it doesn't matter
读的时候神就向你说话
But when we read may God speak to you
你就吃到生命树的果子
So that you will eat of the tree of life
好我们一起来练来
Together,
不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不做亵慢人的座位唯喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想这人变为有福他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时候结果子叶子也不枯干凡他所做的尽都顺利恶人并不是这样乃像糠秕被风吹散因此当审判的时候恶人必站立不住罪人在义人的会中也是如此因为耶和华知道义人的道路恶人的道路却必灭亡接着我们来读马太福音第七章
Next we will turn to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 7
马太福音第七章第十三和十四节
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
马太福音第七章
Matthew 7.
好，我们来读第十三和十四节，一起读。
Together 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
找着的人也少。好，接着我们翻到圣经第一卷书《创世纪》。
And then we will turn to the first book of the Bible, Genesis.
我们读《创世纪》第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二章我们先读七到十。
We'll first read verse 7 through 10.
我们第十节呢就读两句话就好啊。
And then we will only read the first phrase of verse 10.
然后我们读十五跟十七节。
And then we'll read 15 through 17.
创世纪第二章第七节到第十节一起来。
Genesis 2, 7 through 10.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来可以悦人的眼目其上的果子好做食物园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树有河从伊甸流出来滋润那园子好第十五节和一直到十七
And then verse 15 through 17
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园使他修理看守耶和华神吩咐他说 园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。好，接着我们来读哥林多前书第十五章。
Next we'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15。
哥林多前书第十五章我们读55到58。
We will read verses 55 through 58。
哥林多前书第十五章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
第五十五节到五十八节
from 55 through 58。
好，我们一起来
together。
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。好，接着我们回到罗马书八章第六节。
We will turn back to Romans chapter 8 verse 6。
罗马书第八章第六节，
Romans 8 verse 6。
好，罗马书第八章第六节，一起来。
We'll read together。
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。我们再一次好吗？
Again, let's read it。
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。最后我们来读马太福音第十七章。
Lastly, we'll turn to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 17。
马太第十七章我们读前八节一到八。
We will read verse 1 through 8。
马太福音第十七章，
Matthew chapter 17。
好，第一节我们来
verse 1 together。
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。说话之间，忽然有一座光明的云彩，
And behold, a voice out of the cloud said,
声音从云里出来，
This is my beloved son,
这是我的爱子，
with whom I am well pleased.
我所喜悦的，
Listen to him.
你们要听他。
When the disciples
听见，
heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus said to them, and touched them,
and said,
Get up, do not be afraid.
不要害怕，他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray。
主，感谢你把宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Lord, thank you for giving us your precious words。
你的话实在是灵，是生命。
Your words are truth and spirit。
你是天上来的真粮。
And you are the living one from heaven.
主，早晨让我们能够吃到你。
So that again this morning we can feed upon you.
好，叫我们得生命。
So that we may gain life.
主啊，让我们不见一人，只见你自己。
Lord, we don't want to meet anyone else except for you.
让我们说，主，我们在这里。
And we want to say, Lord, we are here.
请说，我们静听。
Please speak, your servant listens.
我们愿意成为你听你话语的子民。
We want to be a people who listen to your words.
我们愿意成为跟随好牧人的羔羊。
We want to be the sheep that follow the good shepherd.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 刚才我们第一个读到的是诗篇第一篇。
We first read Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇 是特别讲到人生经历的话语。
Psalms specifically speak of our human experiences.
它不重在教训，它重在生命的经历。
It does not emphasize doctrine or teaching, but experience.
那么为什么被称为诗呢？
So why are these psalms or songs?
因为它非常的精炼。
Because they're very precious.
非常的美丽。
They're very beautiful.
非常的细致。
And they're very detailed.
诗可以用很少的字，就把非常多的意思，非常深的感觉描述出来。
Songs can use very simple words, just a few words, to describe such depth of experiences.
诗篇是人生的经历。
Psalms speak of our human experience.
正好说明了神今天在我们身上的工作，就是在写一首诗。
And it also speaks of how what God is doing in our lives, He is also writing that particular song.
当他把生命赐给我们之后，
After He gives us life,
他就差遣圣灵来住在我们里面。
He sends the Holy Spirit to live inside of us.
他就细细地开始工作。
And then He starts to work His detailed work.
直到我们成为神手中的杰作。
So that you can become His handiwork.
所以以弗所书第二章那里讲到说，我们乃是他手中的杰作。
And so in Ephesians chapter 2 it says that you are the handiwork of God.
他的意思就是说，我们就成为神所写的一篇诗。
The meaning is that you are the song that God is writing.
弟兄姊妹们，何等的宝贵！
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
这是神今天借着圣灵在我们身上做的工作。
This is the work that the Holy Spirit is doing in you.
我们很少去注意它。
And very rarely we pay attention to that.
我们不觉得宝贵。
Oftentimes we don't treasure it.
所以我们不像诗。
And so we're not like a song.
我们像个散文。
We're like something that's very scattered.
还不是很好的散文。
散文
就是比较没有那么比较 focus 的那种 article。
An article or prose that seems to be very scattered, that doesn't have a point to it. Brothers and sisters,
我们是要称为诗呢，还是要称为散文？
Do you want to be just a prose that doesn't have a point, or do you want to be a song?
就在我们拣选什么做我们的道路。
Which way do you want to choose?
所以这里开头他说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
And so right from the beginning it says that we do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
恶人有计谋。
The wicked, they have a counsel.
罪人有他走的道路。
The sinners, they have a path.
亵慢人有他最喜欢坐的座位。
Scoffers also have a seat that they sit in.
这些人都是顶撞神，都是跟神对抗的。
All these people are rebellious and they are against God.
这些我们都不要跟从。
We don't want to follow in that way.
今天对我们已经得救的人来说。
And so for all of us who are saved.
谁是恶人，谁是罪人，谁是亵慢人。
Who are the wicked, the sinners, and the scoffers?
不是指着别人。
It's no one else.
指着我们里面有一个人。
It speaks of our inner condition.
弟兄姊妹们，我们里面有一个人。
Brothers and sisters, you have a man within you.
是那恶人。
And that is a wicked one.
是那罪人。
Is a sinner.
是那亵慢人。
Is a scoffer.
他是定义不听神的话。
There is one in you that does not listen to God.
当我们得救之后。
After you are saved.
主给了一个新生命。
God has given you a new life.
这新生命遇到非常大的反抗。
And that new life has a conflict.
就是那个原来已经在里面的那个罪人。
And that conflict is with the original natural sinner.
那个旧人。
That old man.
也可以说就是我们那个魂生命。
You can also say it is a soulish life.
竭力的。和灵来对抗。
And it is in great conflict with the spirit.
以至于我们基督徒的道路走得非常的辛苦。
And so oftentimes it causes the way of the Christian to be very difficult.
本来我们得救之后，应当像亚当被带到伊甸园。
At first when we are saved, it is like Adam being brought into Eden.
是活在一个快乐的园子里头。
We are living in a happy garden, a paradise.
但往往我们的经历不是这样。
But then in our own experience,
经过很多的冲突和挣扎。
After much conflict and struggle.
因为我们里面还有个恶人。
Because we have this evil one inside.
那怎么样？当我们拣选这个道路的时候。
So when you pick which path.
你听谁的话？
Who are you going to listen to?
你听新生命的话呢，还是听这个恶人的话？
Are you going to listen to the way of the new life or to the wicked one?
第二节他说。
And so in verse 2 it says,
我也喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
我们的神多么喜欢祝福人。
Our God so desires to bless us.
他在创世的时候。
So that when he created earth.
他当把人一造出来。
As soon as he created man.
他就说了，神就祝福他们。
He blessed them.
哎呀，神喜欢祝福，不喜欢咒诅。
God loves to bless and not curse.
但今天罪进来之后。
But after sin came in.
我们到处看见咒诅。
Everywhere we see curses.
到处看见罪恶所带过去的毁坏。
We see the destruction that sin brings.
我们得救之后。
After our salvation.
脱离这个东西。
We need to leave those things behind.
我们成为蒙神祝福的一般人。
We want to be a people who are blessed by God.
我们怎么样蒙福呢？
How can you be blessed?
他说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
That is, your delight is in the law of the Lord. In His law, you meditate day and night.
在你里面的生命。
So that the life that is within your spirit.
哪一个会喜欢耶和华的律法？
That you will come to love His law.
那个灵生命。
The life in the spirit.
那个新生命。
That new life.
哪一个不喜欢耶和华的律法？
Who does not love the law?
那个旧人，那个旧生命。
The old man, the old life.
这个律法，也就是我们的圣经。
That law is also speaks of the Bible.
一面来说，我们有一本印出来的圣经。
Yes, we have the printed Bible.
但更重要的。
But more importantly,
那是基督在我们里面说话。
It is Christ who is to speak inside of us.
那是一本活圣经。
This is a living Bible.
然后怎么样？不晓得能不能领会。
I don't know if you can understand.
我们可以在上面读很多话语。
Yes, you can read many words.
全世界几亿人在读神的话语。
All people can read God's word.
但不是每一个读神话语的人都得到生命。
But not every single person who reads His word can gain life.
所以主耶稣就告诉以色列人说。
So Jesus speaks to the Israelites.
你们在那里查考圣经。
There you are searching the scripture.
你们以为那中有生命。
You think that within them you will find life.
但主耶稣说。
But Jesus said.
你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
You are unwilling to come to me for life.
那真正到主跟前去的人。
Those who truly come before him.
主把那个话变成活的。
God will allow those words to become living.
印出来的字只是死的。
The printed word is dead.
当你经过圣灵的工作，主向你说话，那个就活的。
But through the working of the Holy Spirit, then these words will become living.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能走旧约的老路。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot walk the way of the old way of the Old Testament.
因为主耶稣为我们开出来的是一条又新又活的路。
The Lord Jesus has opened up a true and living way for us.
新就是跟旧相对比。
The new and the old are in direct conflict.
活就是跟死对比。
Living, those that is of life and death are also in direct conflict.
才能到达生命。
Only the way Jesus leads can lead to life.
所以不是说我们现在立志，我们每天要读多少圣经。
So it's not that you need to read so much of scripture every day.
当然有这个心愿很好。
Yes, to have that desire is good.
特别是我们年轻弟兄姊妹，如果有个心愿。
Particularly the young ones, if you have the desire,
决定每天读圣经,
that you decide you want to read His word every day, we thank the Lord.
你们家如果有这样的孩子,
if in your family you have children like this,
你得赶紧跪下来感谢主,
and then we kneel down to really thank the Lord.
你真是有福了,
then you are blessed.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
立志读圣经,
you need to read the Bible,
还要来到主耶稣的面前,
and also come before the Lord Jesus,
使圣经成为活的话,
so that the Bible can be living words.
所以这句话对我们新约的弟兄姊妹来说
So for us who are New Testament Christians
就是我们喜爱听主耶稣的话
We delight in listening to Jesus' words
并且昼夜思想
And we meditate on it day and night
把这些话存在我们的里面
So these words can be hidden into our hearts
我特别鼓励我们年轻弟兄姊妹们
I want to encourage the young brothers and sisters
要背神的话
To memorize His words
要背神的话
To memorize His words
过去有很多弟兄姊妹
In the past, many brothers and sisters
他们把圣经新约背整个背过来
There have been those who have memorized the entire New Testament
有人把诗篇整个背过来
And those who have memorized all of Psalms
不晓得有没有把整本圣经都背完了我不知道
I don't know if there are any who have memorized the entire Bible
那今天我们怎样呢
But today, how about us?
我们对圣经的爱慕和尊重还赶不上文士法利赛人
We can't even catch up to the respect and honor that the Pharisees have towards God's word.
我自己也觉得非常的惭愧。
I also feel shamed.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们都可以悔改。
But brothers and sisters, we can repent.
神是有恩典的神。
God is one of grace.
他能够使我们赎回光阴。
He is the one who allows us to capture, to gain our time, to redeem our time, to redeem our time.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们礼拜五读经的时候，刚刚好有弟兄们提到这一段话。
During Friday night Bible study, there was a brother who happened to speak of, remind me of these words.
我很简单的说一下。
And so very quickly, I want to say.
就说有一个葡萄园的主人。他就去找人到里面来工作。
There is a master of a vineyard, and he wants to seek out servants who will work for him.
啊，早晨九点钟去了，看到有些人在那闲站，就把他找进来工作。
In the morning at about 9 o'clock, he found some people who came in and worked in his vineyard.
十二点出去了，又看到一些人，又把他们找进来工作。
At noon, he also found another group of people who came in and worked.
下午三点又去了，又有一批人进来工作。
In the afternoon, 3 p.m., he also found another group.
到要收工的时候。
And when
已经都没有什么时间可以工作了。
And at the very end of the day, when there wasn't that much work left,
这位慈爱的主人又到那里去看看还有没有人闲在。
The gracious master went out again to see if there are any more who are willing to work.
还有。
Yes, there were.
又把他们找进来工作。
And he found them to come in and work.
当然不用做。
And at the end, of course, they did not need to.
等着领工资。
And they were there to get their salary.
那么那些先来的人就以为说我们会比那些后来的人领得多。
And so those who just came in, they were surprised that they received more. They were thinking that perhaps they would gain more than those who came in. But surprisingly, everyone received the same payment.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神的恩典就是这样。
This is God's grace.
我们今天有很多人是在年纪大的时候才蒙恩的。
There are some of us who gain His grace and salvation when we are older.
有很多人蒙恩之后有很多很多年的时间是糊里糊涂过去的。
And then there are some who, after being saved, they pass through many years in confusion.
我们既不爱圣经，
we don't love His words.
我们也不爱生命，
we don't treasure life.
我们就浑浑噩噩的过了好多年的基督徒生活。
And then just like that, we pass through many years.
但有一天，
but then one day,
他听见神儿子的声音。
When you listen to the voice of the Son of God.
葡萄园的主人来了
that the master of the vineyard is coming,
把我们找进去
and he has found you,
他说我要进去
and he brings you in and you want to go in,
开始来跟随主
and then that person comes in and follows the Lord,
这样的人可以赎回光阴
that type of person can redeem their time,
他们也可以得着神要给我们的奖赏
and then you can also receive the reward that God wants to give,
就是即将要显在这个地上的千年国度的荣耀
And that is the glory that is to come when the kingdom comes.
对于我们这些年幼就蒙恩的弟兄姊妹来说
And so for the young ones,
你们更是要把握时间
You need to grab a hold of your time.
要宝贵你们的光阴
Treasure your time.
不让你们最年轻的生命随便过去
So that your youth will not just fly away like that.
头脑最好的时候背圣经
When your mind is still good and clear, memorize His words.
特别在初中高中的弟兄姊妹
particularly the JY and the high schoolers.
你们上大学上研究所以后就越来越忙了。
If you are to go to college and later on even more schooling, you will become more busy.
你们的记忆力就越来越不好了。
Your memory may get worse.
时间少记忆力又不好那怎么办?
And so if you don't have time, you have a poor memory, what are you going to do? So for the time that you have now,
开始起来读。
Start to read.
如果你们的 counselor 跟你们讲说，我们来背圣经的时候，感谢主。
If the counselor encourages you and says we need to memorize scripture, we thank the Lord.
啊，神在我们中间能够兴起以斯拉。
And so may God raise up Ezra's.
甚至成为通晓耶和华律法的文士。
That we will be scribes, those who really treasure God's law.
所以这喜爱耶和华律法作为师长的人，变为有福。
So those are those who delight in the law of the Lord will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹们，神是借着圣经祝福我们。
God will bless you through His words.
你不爱圣经，不读圣经，你就失去祝福。
If you don't love His words, if you don't love to read His words, then you will lose out on blessing.
如果我们的圣经受尽之后，人家送我们，只是当作个装饰品放在书架上。
If the Bible is only a souvenir after you have received it after baptism, then it is very sad.
或者是有人还把它当作枕头睡在这个头底下。
Or even some, perhaps they use the Bible as a pillow.
像什么，我们不相信那种 transformation.
Brothers and sisters, we don't believe in that type of transformation.
神要我们读圣经。
God wants us to read His word.
神为什么造我们眼睛啊？
Why did God give us eyes?
不是让我们来看花花世界。
It's not just to look at the creation around us.
读主的话。
But to read His words.
非常非常的重要。
It's very important.
然后第三节他说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And then in verse 3, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
Which yields its fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And in whatever he does, he prospers.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是一幅多么美丽的图画。
This is a beautiful picture.
你看过那个树很枯干的吗？
Have you ever seen a tree that's withering?
我们刚刚从台湾过来的时候，
When I came over from Taiwan,
我带着英美啊，带着荣耀，我们开车从西雅图就到普尔门去。
With Deborah, my wife, and my son Daniel, we were driving to Pullman.
在西雅图呢，树呢是又青翠又高大。
In Seattle, all the trees are great and they're very fresh.
但是我们走完了这个九十号公路啊，一开始往底下走的时候。
But as you drive along I-90 and you go further.
哎呀，那个树啊，那个草啊，越来越枯干，越瘦。
The trees and the grass become more and more dry and withered.
走到后来呢，英美有一点点担心。
At the end, my wife Deborah became a little anxious.
她说你开路开得对吗？
She said, "Have you driven along the right road?"
怎么越来越荒凉啊？
Why is it more and more desert-like?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你看完西雅图的这些花草树木的茂盛和美丽，
After you look at the landscape and the, just the foliage, the beauty in Seattle,
你就不会喜欢看见那个枯黄地上的那些又干又瘦的那些花草。
You won't like looking at the foliage and the landscape that's all dried up.
那怎么样能够长得茂盛，长得美丽呢？
How can you live so that you will be beautiful?
你要读主的话。
You need to read God's word.
主的话把我们引到哪里去？
Where will His word lead you?
引到溪水旁。
It will lead you to streams of water.
在圣经这里是讲到哪？很多条溪的水旁。
In the Bible here it says that there are many streams.
哎呀，真好。
Oh, how good it is.
在伊甸园里面呢，神说有四道河。
In Eden there are four rivers.
说明啊，神供应那个园子是很丰富。
It speaks of how abundant is the provision that God has made for Eden.
在新约的时代。
And so in the New Testament.
这个水呢，这个溪水呢，就指的圣灵说的。
Water, living water, speaks of the Holy Spirit.
它是活水的江河。
It is the streams of living water.
当你喜爱神的话语的时候，
And so when you delight in God's word,
你就像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
You are like a tree firmly planted by the water.
因为圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
Because the Spirit is the truth.
我们这本圣经就是圣灵默示人，让他们写出来的。
And so the Spirit is all these words are also breathed on by the Spirit.
有哪一个作者不喜欢那个喜欢读他书的读者呢？
What type of author will not like reading or speaking through his own work?
我们很多时候我们要求圣灵充满。
So often we need to ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
我们喜欢有圣灵的经历。
We need to have experiences in the Spirit.
但在这里有一条路。
And here there is a way.
可以把你引到丰富水源的旁边。
That can lead you to abundant streams of water.
让我们能够被栽在活水的泉源。
So that you can be firmly planted in living water.
那就是你喜爱圣经。
And that is when you love His word.
他说按时候就结果子了。
And you will bear fruit in season.
真好啊。
It's so good.
按时候结果子。
You will bear fruit in season.
果子是什么？
What is fruit?
果子就是基督的性格。
Fruit speaks of the characteristics of Christ.
我们这个生命被摘下来。
When your life is plucked or harvested.
光有树干，光有树枝，光有树叶不够。
Just having a trunk and branches and leaves, it's not enough.
树原是为了结果子。
The purpose of having a tree is for fruit.
如果没有基督的性格成型在我们里面，我们就是不结果子的树。
If you do not have the nature of Christ, then you are like a tree that does not bear fruit.
那是最可怜的。
Then it's very pitiful.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个树不仅结果子。
Not only does this tree bear fruit,
而且是按时候结果子。
But in its season,
有圣灵的时候。
Then there is a time for the Spirit.
但我们需要忍耐等候。
You need to wait.
农夫怎样忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产？
Just like how a farmer is patient waiting for the harvest of his own planting.
我们要这样忍耐等候基督的性格呈现在我们。
We also need to be patient and wait after how the Lord will work out His nature in our lives.
没有耐心的人不要想走主的道路。
Those who have no patience will not walk on His way.
不肯忍耐的人不要想结基督的果子。
Those who are impatient will not be able to bear the fruits that are of Christ.
这果子就是圣灵的果子。
These fruits speak of the fruit of the Spirit.
就是基督的性格。
That is the nature of Christ.
就是从我们身上基督成形。
And that is what Christ will gain from you.
那时候我们就可以像保罗这样说。
Then you can be like what Paul says.
我活着就是基督。
I live for to live is Christ.
我死了就有益处。
To die is gain.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们活着的时候不是基督。
Brothers and sisters, when you live, if it is not Christ,
我们死了之后就是一无所有。
Then when you die, you lose all things.
所以这样的人，他结的果子。
So for a person like this to bear fruit,
有基督的性格。
To have the nature of Christ,
他说叶子也不枯干。
Its leaf does not wither.
叶子是代表着我们的行为。
Leaf, these leaves speak of your nature or how you are.
但神看行为的时候
，when God looks at your works,
跟我们人不一样的。
It's different from other people.
我们人只要看见有好行为，我们就够了。
As long as you see that yes, a person has good deeds, then it may be enough.
但神是说呢，要他儿子的生命活出来的行为才是对的。
But in the eyes of God, only when you live out Christ's life, then your deeds are right.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这条路是什么路呢？
What way is this way?
就是让基督在我们里面活出的路。
It is a way for Christ to be lived out.
不是改变我们自己这个人。
It's not so that you can be changed.
我们在这些追求生命性格的这个小组里头。
In our pursuit of life and of character.
我们常常弟兄姊妹有意无意会讲到说，哎呀，我想把它改一改。
Oftentimes I hear brothers and sisters and say, oh, I want to change myself or another person.
我希望那只是个口头禅。
I hope that that's just something we say.
如果那个是你的意念的话呢，哎，路就走错了。
Because if you think in that way, then perhaps you have gone the wrong way.
神从来没有想要去改变我们那个肉体跟旧人。
God never wanted you to change your old man, your old self.
那个是一个钉十字架。
That must be nailed on the cross.
旧神重新种下去的那个基督。
Only the Christ that has been planted.
就是你重生得救的时候，是夺走那个新的种子。
That is the new seed that you received when you received salvation.
神要栽培它。
God wants to cultivate that.
神要使它长大成人。
So that you can grow up and mature.
那个是进天国的人。
That is the one that will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以他说这样的人呢，他的叶子也不枯干。
And so this type of person has leaves that does not wither.
他有好的行为。
He has good deeds.
他有丰富的生活经历。
And has abundant life experiences.
兄弟们，不枯干多好。
It's so good to not be withered.
每次我看到我们家的树，如果有几个叶子是枯干的
，Every time if I see any leaves in my house that are dried，
我都总想赶快把它拔下来。
I want to pull them off，
因为看到那个枯干的呢是不舒服。
Because it's very uncomfortable looking at withered leaves。
但是我们因为今天呢，追求主追求的不够。
Now because we do not pursue Him enough，
所以我们没有多少经历。
So oftentimes we don't have much experience。
我们这个交通聚会聚啊聚啊，我们就开始觉得，哎呀。我们最好停一停，因为我们没有什么东西可以交通了。
We gather often for fellowship meeting, and oftentimes it's as if we need to stop gathering for fellowship because we don't have anything to share.
我们中文族的一些那追求生活造就、性格造就的弟兄姊妹。
So for the Chinese-speaking brothers and sisters who are in the Bible study group in pursuit of life and in character building.
聚啊聚啊，就说，哎呀，我们觉得很困难。
We gather every week, and they say it feels very difficult.
我们可不可以再回去读圣经啊？
Can we go back and read his words?
读圣经至少我们比较容易发挥。
Then when we just have Bible study, then perhaps it's easier to share those words. When it comes to life experiences, it becomes hard.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的光景。
This is our condition.
我们得承认。
We acknowledge that.
但是难道我们就停在这里吗？
But should we just stop here?
难道基督是这么贫穷？
Is Christ really this poor?
难道我们可以活得这么贫穷？
Are our lives really this poor?
如果我们是栽在溪水旁的树。
If we are like trees firmly planted by water,
它会按时候结果子。
Then you will bear fruit in season.
它会按时候供应你活的叶子。
Then you will also, in its right time, have leaves that are not withered.
我们就有许多活的经历。
Then you have many living experiences.
可以来交通。
And you can come and share.
可以来供应我们其他的弟兄姊妹们。
And bring provisions for other brothers and sisters.
在一个礼拜的中间。
And then throughout your week.
我们可以经历很多基督。
You can experience much of Christ.
一天二十四小时。
There's 24 hours in a day.
有些弟兄姊妹们
Some brothers and sisters,
他们真的是渴慕主。
They truly desire after God.
不仅是醒着的时候想主。
Not only are they thinking of the Lord when they are awake.
他们做梦的时候也在想主。
But during the, even in their dreams, they are also thinking of the Lord.
特别是做噩梦的时候。
Even nightmares.
啊，就喊主啊，救我。
They say, Lord, save me.
有时候喊不出来啊。
And sometimes they can't even cry out.
啊，急得把那个床板都给弄跳起来。
And so they even jump out of bed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那怎么？如果你曾经这样过
，If you have been like this once before，
就证明说你有一点点昼夜思想主。
It says that you meditate on Him day and night.
那你呢，就会结果子。
Then you will bear fruit.
你叶子也不会枯干。
And your leaves will not wither.
啊，他说呢，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And in whatever he does, he prospers.
所做的就是在生活上。
And so what you do is in your daily life.
在侍奉上。
In your service.
这顺利是什么意思
？What does it mean to prosper？
就是很有膏油。
That means you're full of the anointing.
不是那个摩擦力很大的，要过过不去。
Not something that has a lot of friction that you can't overcome.
很有圣灵的膏油。
You will have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so when you do something,
圣灵就在你那里涂抹涂抹他的膏油。
The Holy Spirit will come and anoint you with oil.
满有生命。
Full of life.
满有平安。
Full of peace.
这个叫做所做的尽都顺利。
This is whatever you do, you prosper.
如果我们做了一个决定。
After you make a decision,
讲了一个话,
and you say something,
做了一件事,
or you do something,
里面开始觉得不安,
and you feel uncomfortable inside,
还是觉得失去生命,
and you feel that you lose life,
还是觉得一直下沉,
that you constantly are going downwards,
那证明呢, 我们不在圣灵的带领中,
it speaks that you are not following the leading of the Spirit.
所以他把这个蒙福的路告诉我们,
and so here, this is the way of blessing.
后面就讲到说恶人却不是这样。
And then following it says that the wicked are not so.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说如果我们的行事为人。
That means in the way that you live.
是照着我们里面那个旧人的意思来做。
If you are following according to the old nature, the old man.
照着他的喜好来拣选。
And following after the lusts of the old nature.
那么结果呢，就是不蒙福的。
Then at the very end, you will not be blessed.
所以耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
And so,The Lord knows that if you do not pick the way of life, then it is ends in destruction.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候
，and when the Lord Jesus came to earth,
他讲过了一篇的讲章。
He gave a sermon.
啊，弟兄姊妹都承认那是最好的讲章。
Brothers and sisters, we all acknowledge that that is one of the
best sermons. 那是马太福音第五、第六、第七章。
That is Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
一般被称为叫做登山宝训。
It is the Sermon on the Mount.
那是教训中最宝贵的教训。
It is one of the most important and precious teachings.
啊，主在这些话即将结束之前。
And so before the Lord entered, before he finished these words.
他把我们引到两句话。
He gave us these two words.
他说：“你们要进窄门。”
That you want to enter into the narrow gates.
因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. There are many who enter through it.
引到永生，那门是窄的。路是小的，找着的人也少。
For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要记得主耶稣在这里不是向罪人传福音。
We want to remember that here the Lord is not speaking the gospel to sinners.
他乃是向门徒们传天国的福音。
He is speaking the gospel of the kingdom to his disciples.
我们不仅得救的时候。我们要选择这个窄路。
Not only when you are saved, you choose a narrow way.
我们一生呢，都要选择走在这条窄路上。
But your entire life, you need to choose to walk upon the narrow way.
那是拿撒勒人耶稣的道路。
This is the way of Jesus of Nazareth.
那么主耶稣告诉我们。
And Jesus tells us.
有一条又宽又大的路。
There is a wide and broad way as well.
进去的人很多。
There are many who go through it.
但是呢，会把人带向灭亡。
But it will lead to destruction.
但是呢，有一条路呢。又窄又小。
But there is another way that is small and narrow.
找到的人很少，却把我们引到生命。
There are few who find it, but it will lead you to life.
我们在说这个永生呢，在这里的翻译呢，其实它那个永有个点点点。
In this life, there is.
但是它没有讲到永，没有讲到永远。
It does not speak of eternity, but just of life.
它只是讲到生命。
Only of life.
它在这里特指什么呢
？What does it mean?
就是说，在千年国度的时候。我们有生命。
That means in the kingdom you will have life.
我们进得了那个千年国度。
Once you can enter into the kingdom,
主耶稣在这里讲的是这个。
What he is speaking is,
所以所有得救的基督徒
that for all Christians, all who are saved,
要来听主耶稣的话。
As we need to listen to his words,
不要去走容易的道路。
Don't walk on the easy way.
不要去走大部分基督徒想走的道路。
We're not going the wide and broad way that most people are going on.
那条路不需要走。
You don't even need to find that way.
因为呢，我们这个里面这个恶人呢。很容易就进那个路。
Because the wicked one inside of us, it's very easy for us to find that way.
但是引到永生，引到生命那条路呢
？But the way that leads to life.
主耶稣用字非常非常的讲究。
Jesus is very detailed and careful in the words that he chooses.
前面他说进去。
Previously he says enter.
进去就是说你不用用心的。
That means you don't even have to think about it.
你不需要用力的。
You don't have to use energy.
你自然而然就进去了。
Just naturally you enter in.
但是这条小路窄路呢？
But then this narrow and small way,
你要用心的,
you have to use your energy. You have to find
所以你要找,
it. You need to find it.
你要努力的进国度。
You need to enter in with all your might.
那么我们啊，就能够在主耶稣那个荣耀降临的时候有份。
And then you will have a portion when he returns.
所以当我们回到创世纪,
And so as we come back to Genesis,
去看神所给的两棵树,
And see the two trees that God has given us.
我们渐渐知道前面我们所说的是什么。
Then we know what it is that we have in front of us.
在那里，神用尘土造亚当。
There, God created Adam out of dust.
他用泥土把亚当的身体造出来。
And out of clay and dust, he created Adam.
神从亚当的鼻孔里面吹进这个灵。
And breathed in life in the spirit into the nostrils of Adam.
所以亚当就成了一个活的魂。
And so he became a living soul.
亚当有灵，有魂，有体。
Adam had a body, soul, and spirit.
那么这个活的人怎么办呢
？What happened to this living being? Then?
不能够神给他一次活，就放他走了。
It wasn't that just God made him alive and then let him go.
因为生命需要食物。
But because life needs food.
所以耶和华神就让地里面长出各样的果树。
And so the Lord God planted many fruits in the garden.
结各样的果子。
That bore much fruit.
那么那些呢？很多的树果子呢，都是给这个身体吃的。
And all of the different fruits in that garden was for the body.
但有一棵很特别。
But then there was one very particular tree.
叫做生命树。
That is the tree of life.
那是给灵吃的。
That was for the spirit.
灵必须吃生命树。
The spirit must eat from the tree of life.
那么才能够得着耶稣基督的生命。
So then it can gain the life of our Lord Jesus.
所以亚当被造的时候。
And so when Adam was created.
他只不过是被造而已。
Yes, he was just created.
他只不过是无罪而已。
He was only at that time without sin.
他并没有从神那里得一个生命。
He had not yet received a life from God.
被造的跟生的是不一样的。
One that is created versus one that is birthed or born is different.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以用手造很多的椅子。
Brothers and sisters, you can use your hands and create perhaps many chairs.
但是你的儿女那是生出来的。
But you bore your children.
是要你生的。
You need to be born.
也不是到街上去抱来的。
It's not that you went out on the streets and you grabbed a child. Adoption doesn't count.
神要生我们。
God needs to birth you.
所以为什么我们的得救这么宝贵？
So why is your salvation so precious?
你从神生的。
Because you're born from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要思想这个话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to meditate on these words.
你从谁生就像谁。
Whoever you are born from, you are like that person.
所以我们从神生应该像神。
So if you are born from God, you are like God.
而且在我们所行所言每一件事情上。
And so in the things that you do and what you say and all matters.
我们要来检验说。
We need to look.
我说这个话，我做这个事，像神吗？
And think, these things that I do and say, are they like God?
所以亚当需要拣选。
And so Adam needed to make a decision.
他需要出生命树上的果子。
He needed to pick the fruit from the tree of life.
但我们知道有个悲剧。
However, very sadly.
亚当呢？选择自己的路。
Adam chose his own way.
他吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
He ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这分别善恶树也可以叫是非树。
And so that tree of knowledge of good and evil can also be called the tree of right or wrong.
从那以后
After that,
人不需要依靠神。
Man did not need to rely on God.
他吃了吃神所造的这些万物之外。
And apart from all the other fruits that God had created,
人所作所为都已经是从神独立了。
Everything that man did could be completely independent of God.
所以人间就有很多的罪恶。
And so there was many sin.
很多的是非。
And much failure.
很多与人过不去的事情。
And many things that man cannot overcome.
许多的眼泪， 许多的伤害
都
由此而来。
And many tears have come since.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters, 我们蒙恩的救
主，
after our salvation,
我们和我们的家，
for us and our family,
还有神的教会，
and also God's church,
应该脱离这一切的光景。
We need to be set free from that condition.
应该让生命充满在其中。
We need to be full of life.
应该让基督的生命充满在其中。
To allow Christ's life to fill us.
应当让我们周遭的人满有享受。
So that all those around us can enjoy.
满得祝福。
And be greatly blessed.
这才是一个正常的生命。
This is a normal life.
但是怎么达到？
But how can we attain to it?
是我们要不断地拣选生命树。
How is it that we can constantly choose from the tree of life?
不断地弃绝分别善恶树。
And constantly reject the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为神说，如果吃掉分别善恶树上的果子。
Because God has said, if you eat of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
我们就必定死。
Then you will die.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这不是亚当一个人的事。
It's not just a matter for Adam.
是我们众人的事。
It is a matter for all of us.
也不是一天的事。
It's not just a matter for one day, but every day.
也不是只有一件事。
And not just one matter.
是每一件事。
It's every matter.
我希望我们听清楚。
So I hope that you can hear clearly that in everything,
你都在拣选生命，或是拣选死亡。
Will you choose life or will you choose death?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
亚比米勒就是四世纪那个亚比米勒，那个路德记那个亚比米勒。
There is a person in Ruth。
亚比米勒那个人。
There is this person。
他选择错了。
Abimelech, he chose wrong, and he left Bethlehem。
他到摩押地。
He went to Moab。
他在那里自己丧了生命。
And there he lost his life。
他的儿子两个都丧了生命。
Both his sons also lost their life。
他的妻子才带着两个寡妇一起回到伯利恒。
And his wife and the two widows also returned back to Bethlehem.
那就是一个明显的选择了是非树。
This is a very clear picture of one who chose the wrong tree. What does that mean?
因为他只知道用眼睛看。
Because he only knew how to look at the things in front of his eyes. There was food in Moab.
但他却忘了。
However, he forgot.
神可以养活我们。
That God can sustain us.
不要离开神所给你定规的地方。
Do not leave the place that He has destined for you.
因为在那里有神的供应。
Because there God has provisions.
你生命会被保全。
And there you will have life.
如果我们用我们的智慧，用我们的聪明。
If you use your own wisdom and your own understanding.
靠我们的经验。
Follow after your own experiences.
靠里面那个恶人所出的主意。
And you follow after the old nature within you.
我们要遇见死亡。
Then it will only lead to death.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
圣经充满了教训。
The Bible is full of instruction，
都在指出什么路是引向生命。
It speaks of which way will lead to life，
什么路是引向灭亡。
Which way will lead to death？
但感谢主，
However, we thank God，
靠着我们的主耶稣基督，
According to our Lord Jesus，
胜过了死亡。
He has overcome death。
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十五章，
And so Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5，
他这里唱得胜的凯歌。
Here he is speaking of a victory.
他说死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
In 1 Corinthians he says, Oh death, where is your victory?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Oh death, where is your sting?
意思就是说，
The meaning,
这一切通通不在了。
Is that all of that no longer exists?
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为基督借着死已经完全把死去掉了。
Because Jesus through death has done away with death.
凡在基督里认的人就是永远不死。
So that all who are in Christ will no longer die.
这是今天基督给我们的保证。
And so that is the guarantee that he gives to us.
我们所得的永生。
That is the eternal life. Starts from now.
一直存到永远。
Until eternity.
若是我们追求的好。
And so if you pursue after.
中间那一千年的千年国度，我们还在生命中。
Then even in the thousand years, you will still be in life.
所以在这里保罗就有个宣告。
And so here Paul also says,
他说死权势不在了。
That there is no more power of death.
死的毒钩也没有效了。
And now the sting of death is no longer there.
死的毒钩就是罪。
And the power of sin is the law.
罪的权势就是律法。
And the power of sin is the law.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们用我们的是非，用我们的对错来判断。
If you use your own judgment of what is right and wrong,
那就是守律法。
Then you are trying to follow according to the law.
今天我们，或者我稍微讲一下以前有一段时间啊。
I'm going to share a little bit of some of my past.
好像有一段时间很流行叫做 WWJD.
Or something that happened in the past. It used to be very popular, a phrase that's WWJD.
年轻人告诉我们那个是什么意思。
Young people, do you remember what it means, what it stands for?
这边很多年轻人，你们齐声帮我们念一下，那四个字母是什么意思？
What do the four letters stand for?
好，来 1, 2, 3。
What would Jesus do?
大家听清楚了吗？
Everyone
再一次、
here?
来
One more time. What would Jesus do?
好，就是说呢，如果是主耶稣，他会怎么做？
That is to say, if it were the Lord Jesus, what would he do?
这个意思很好啊。
The meaning is good.
但是呢，要小心的使用。
But you need to be careful in how you
use it. 如果你只是在头脑里面说 WWJD,
if only in your head you have that acronym WWJD,
那是不够的。
It's not enough.
因为你还是用是非做判断。
Because you're still trying to use your own knowledge.
用对错做判断。
Of what is right and wrong to make a decision.
用道德做判断。
You're trying to use good morals to make a decision.
是旧约。
That is of the old nature.
旧约的特点就是律法。
The characteristic of the Old Testament is the law.
但我们是新约的子民。
But now we are people, children of the New Testament.
新约的子民是活在什么里？
What does the people in the New Testament live in?
活在基督的生命里。
We live in the life of our Lord Jesus.
所以从此以后，我们选择的是生命的道路。
So now we are to choose the way of life.
不是律法的道路
，not the way of the law，
不是对错的道路
，not the way of what is right and wrong。
所以在变化山上
，and so on the Mount of Transfiguration，
主耶稣、摩西、以利亚同时显现。
The Lord Jesus, Moses, and Elijah all appeared at the same time。
是在极大的荣光之中，主显现了。
They manifested in great glory。
但是呢，彼得跟那另外两个门徒呢？他们都打盹睡着了。
However, Peter and the two other disciples, they fell asleep.
等到摩西和以利亚要跟主分开的时候。
And so until the point where Moses and Elijah, they were going to depart, leave the Lord.
啊，不小心醒过来了。
They woke up.
然后，因为睡梦中醒来嘛，就糊里糊涂说话。
And because they just woke up, they spoke in confusion.
所以就怎么，如果我们还糊里糊涂的时候，最好不说话。
And so if you're still somewhat confused, it's better not to speak at all.
因为说错话的概率很高。
Because the risk of saying something wrong is very high.
大概是达到 99.9%。
That's perhaps a 99.9% chance of saying something wrong.
彼得就说，哎呀，主，我们在这里正好。
And so Peter said, oh Lord, it is so good for us to be here.
如果你愿意的话。
If you are willing.
这句话还有点属灵感觉。
It's almost kind of spiritual, if you wish.
他说你愿意的话。
If you wish.
不是说哎呀，我愿意帮你们盖了。
It's not even that I'm willing to build,
盖三座棚
but that we will build three tabernacles.
一座为你
，one for you.
主摆第一位。
We put the Lord first.
你的房子最好最大。
Your house is the biggest and the best.
然后再来一座给摩西，第二大。
Another one for Moses, second big.
再一座给以利亚。
And the third one for Elijah.
摩西代表律法。
Moses speaks of the law.
以利亚代表先知。
In Elijah, he speaks of prophecy.
他们都是旧约中向神百姓说话的人。
They were people who spoke in the Old Testament.
但是到新约的时候
However, in the New Testament, all those things have passed away.
保罗特别跟我们阐述这个点。
And so Paul, he tells us this very clearly.
他告诉我们说，摩西只不过是一个定罪的指示。
He says that Moses is just one who brings about death through the law.
摩西是旧约的指示。
Moses he took the office of the law.
是律法的指示。
The office of the law.
他说呢，这个荣光呢，会渐渐的褪去。
But then that glory will gradually decrease.
不但褪去。
Not only fade.
而且是要被废掉。
But will be done away with.
保罗在这里说什么？
What is Paul saying here?
就是唯独耶稣。
That is only Christ.
因为主耶稣那是新约的指示
Because Jesus speaks of the office of that in the New Testament, in the Spirit.
他那个才真正的荣光
That is the true glory.
所以保罗就鼓励我们
And so Paul encourages us.
我们心都要转向主
Our hearts need to be turned towards the Lord.
我们用眼睛来仰望主
We need to use our eyes to look upon the Lord.
常常连看他的人就能够渐渐变成主的形象。
All those who see him with unveiled faces will become more like him.
不是我们在家里苦修。
Not that you're trying really hard at home.
在家里呢，天天的亲近主。
But that daily you draw close to the Lord.
瞻仰主。
And look upon him.
在这一段经历的最末了。
And so at the end of this experience,
神打断了彼得啊彼得的话。
And so the Lord Jesus interrupted and stopped Peter's words.
他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
God said, "This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
这句话是神所说对我们来说最重要的话。
This is one of the most important things that God speaks to us.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
如果我们不听他，
If you do not listen to him,
我们就一定会听律法。
Then you will listen to the law.
我们就碰见死亡。
And then you will enter into destruction
and death. 听听
If you are willing to listen to the word of the Son of God, then wherever he is,
我们年轻弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣在哪里？
Young brothers and sisters, where is Jesus today?
用手比一比，他在哪里？
Point, where is he?
在那里吗？
Up there.
还有没有别的比法的？
Where else can you point to?
有没有更近的？那里很远。
Anywhere closer?
哎，有有，有人比这里啊。
Some are pointing to
themselves. 主耶稣在这里。
The Lord Jesus is here.
你要回到里面去。
You need to go back to the inside.
要去问问主。
And ask the Lord.
每件事情要做决定的时候。
In every decision that you need to make.
不是马上动脑筋。
It's not that you need to immediately think of a way.
不是马上去请教专家。
Or to go and ask the experts.
不是用眼睛看看世界局势。
Or use your eyes to find out what the world does.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天如果看局势。
If you look at all the other things.
真的是很不好的。
It's very bad.
这么多的失业。
There's so much failure.
经济这么萧条。
Economy is so horrible.
我们会很惊慌。
You will find a lot of frustration and despair. 但如果你回到里面去。But if you return back to the inside.
你和你的主有一个活的连接。
You have a living relationship with the Lord within you.
马上有生命和平安。
Then you will have life and peace.
你马上会有圣灵的膏抹。
Then you will have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要走的路。
And so the way that you walk upon today.
这里要讲几个故事。
I'd like to share some stories.
有的是啊。借用别人的。
And some I borrow from others.
我先借用一个。
The first one I'd like to borrow.
有个弟兄。
Is of a brother.
在他刚蒙恩的时候。
Just as he was saved.
那时候还在学校读书。
At that time because he was still a student.
在读中学。
He was still in middle school.
很年轻。
Very young.
他也很爱主。
And he loved the Lord.
所以在教会中有服事。
And so he has service at church as
well. 但是呢，他跟另外一个弟兄呢，常常冲突。
But he often had a lot of conflicts with another brother.
每次冲突的时候，
and so every time he had a problem,
他里面都非常的、非常的过不去。
He could not overcome it inside of himself.
他都说岂有此理。
He was very upset.
因为那个弟兄呢，很坚持他的意思。
Because that other brother was also very stubborn.
不管这个年幼一点的弟兄多么有道理。
So no matter how much reason or good logic the younger brother had,
他就说呢。我说的才是。
He always said, "I am right."
他就找他们带领他们的一个姊妹。
And then they would look up the sister that led them, the counselor.
他就把某某人、某某们怎么做告诉他。
And then tell the counselor what this person did, what that person did.
那意思就是说呢，你再给我评评理。
And say, make the decision, judge between us.
是他对呢，还是我对
？Is he right or am I right?
是他有理呢，还是我有理？
Does he have a better reason or do I do?
结果这个姊妹呢都不说话。
And the sister wouldn't say anything.
哎呀，她好着急。
And so he was very anxious.
但这姊妹最后终于说话了。
And finally the sister said.
她说什么？
What did she say?
简单的一句话。
Very simple words.
说你更好是听他。
You better listen to him.
哎呀，她说叫我去听一个不对的人。
How can you...Ask me to go listen to someone who is wrong.
难道基督徒都不讲是非吗？
Then aren't all Christians foolish?
但是呢，没办法，他这么说。
But then that is what the sister said.
那他就回去了。
And so he went back.
哎呀，还是后面还是不断有这样的冲突。
And still he had many conflicts and problems.
但是每次怎么讲呢，都没用。
And no matter what reason he had, it didn't work.
那姊妹总是告诉他说啥，你更好是听他。
And the sister every time said, it's better if you listen to him.
后来有一次被他抓到一个机会。
And so finally there was an opportunity.
因为那个姊妹之所以叫他听他是因为什么呢？因为这个弟兄呢比他年轻两岁，比另外一个弟兄年轻两岁。
The reason why the sister told him that he should listen to the other brother is because he was younger by that brother by 2 years.
年幼的顺服年长。
And so the younger should submit to the older.
那么这一次呢，是呢那个弟兄跟一个大他七岁的人起冲突了。
But now this time this younger brother had a conflict with one who was 7 years older.
这个弟兄还是很强。
And that brother was also very strong. You listen to me.
好，这下他说，我来再来跟他问一问。
And so again, he brought up the situation.
这次呢，那个弟兄肯定不行了。
And this time that brother must be wrong.
结果呢， 没想到这个姊妹呢，听了一听以后呢。
But after that sister listened to the particular problem,
她还是不说话。
Still, she didn't say anything.
最后她说什么？
At the end, what did she say?
她说：“你难道还不认识什么是基督的生命吗？”
Do you still not know what the life of Christ is?
你难道还不认识什么是基督的生命吗？
Do you still not know what the life of Christ is?
哎呀，这个弟兄醒悟过来。
And then this young brother woke up.
原来有一个更高的原则。
There is a higher principle.
高过对与错。
That's higher and above what is right and wrong.
高过我们理性的分析。
That is above our own reasoning.
那是生命。
And that is life.
所以基督徒就是在生命的原则里面跟随主。
And so a Christian must follow the Lord according to life.
不是在是非的原则里面跟随主。
Not to follow him in our own reasonings.
在里面这个生命感觉怎样？
You need to follow what the life is inside of you.
还有讲了一个故事。
And then there's another story.
有一个当农民的弟兄。
There is a brother who is a 农民 a farmer.
两兄弟呢，都没有什么读书。
There were these two brothers, and they did not have much education.
但信了主以后都蛮认真的。
But after they believed in the Lord, they were very serious.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
你认识字不多也没关系。
Even if you don't know much words or cannot read,
it doesn't matter.
You can still live out Christ.
那他们呢就种了。那个田
so they planted a large field.
他们那个田呢叫做梯田，就是说从这边高啊到一直下面低的那种。
It was a hill, and so there were higher grounds. Each part of the field was on different stairs or levels.
那因为是干旱。
And because there was a drought.
所以他们就用水车去灌水。
And so they needed to use carts to bring the water up.
那这两兄弟呢？他们呢就合力去灌他们的田。
And so these two brothers, they worked very hard to water their fields.
很高兴回家了。
And after that, they went home.
但第二天再去看。
The next day when they went out to look,
田里面都没有水了。
There was no more water in their fields.
但是底下那一块田呢，很多水。
But there was a lot of water at the very bottom of their field.
那他们说，我们是基督徒。
They said, well, we are Christians.
所以我们应当忍耐。
So we need to have forbearance.
不可以去找人家理论。
We can't.Use our reasons to argue with others.
第二，他们又开始去车水，把自己的钱又车满了。
And so again, they worked very hard to bring the water up.
但是第二天呢，水又不见了。
But again, the second day, all of the water disappeared.
那个人啊，只要在那个田埂挖个洞啊，水就都跑过去了。
There was another person who had come and had dug a hole so that all of the water flowed to that other person's field.
在一连七天。
After 7 days.
哎呀，他们忍耐到后来呢，有一点纳闷。
They were very frustrated.
他说：“这个忍耐到什么时候、啊、
？”They said, "How long do we need to have patience and forbearance?"
刚开始第一天、第二天的时候呢，都车都还蛮起劲的。
The first and second day, yes, they were able to truck up their own water to the fields.
后来越车呢，就越没力了。
But the more energy, the more they had to continue to do that, the more tired they became.
他们说怎么办？
And so they said, "What do we do?"
也不能去找人家吵架。
We can't go and argue with others.
邻居就说，你应该去把他打一顿。
And so there were neighbors who advised them go beat up the other person.
你们晚上就找几个人躲在那里，趁他们来偷水的时候就打他。
At night, hide in your field, and when you see them come and steal your water, then you can jump out and beat them up.
那他们想说，主耶稣被打的时候都没还手。
But they thought, well, the Lord Jesus, when he was being beaten, he never returned it.
我们现在被偷水就去打人。
And now it's just because our water is being stolen, we should not go beat them. It's wrong.
他们就找教会里边的弟兄们交通。
And so they had some fellowship with the brothers at church.
弟兄跟他们说。
And the brothers told them.
他说呢，基督徒如果只做对的事情，是一个可怜的基督徒。
If a Christian can only do what is right, it is a very pitiful Christian.
基督徒如果只做对的事情，是一个可怜的基督徒。
If a Christian can only do what is right, it is a pitiful condition. You need to do this.
你们今天晚上，你们今天去车水。
Today, as you bring water to your field,
先车底下那一家人的。
First, bring water to the field that is below yours.
那一家人的水抽满的时候，再去车你们的。
After you have filled that other field with water, then fill your own.
感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
真是好基督徒啊。
They were good Christians.
他们就听话就去做了。
They obeyed and they did so.
哎呀，这一次车的嘛，里面真是很起劲。
And so this time when they were bringing the water up, they were so full of energy.
水越打了里面呢，越有高油。
The more they were bringing up the water, the more they were full of anointing.
越有喜乐。
The more joy they had.
这样做了两天。
They did this for 2 days.
哇，那个底下那家人呢、啊，受不了了。
And then the family that had that other field, they couldn't take it anymore.
记得使徒保罗这样说吗
？Do you remember the words of Paul?
他说呢，你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃。
If your enemy is hungry, feed them.
若渴了就给他喝。
If they are thirsty,
feed them water. 既然他的田很渴呢，你就给他喝。
If their field is very dry, then feed it with water. Give it water.
这样做啊，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
And as you are doing this, you are actually heaping coals upon their head.
我们常常是拿真的炭火去堆人家头上。
Oftentimes, yes, we want to heap coals on other people's head.
但主耶稣说，你用爱。来对炭火，不是用真的炭火就对了。
But the Lord says, use love, then it is like heaping coals, not just the coals themselves.
你的爱过大的时候
，When your love overflows,
人就受不了。
Then other people they can't take it anymore.
你们究竟是什么人
？They say, what type of people are you?
你们为什么做这样的事
？Why are you doing this?
他们就跟他讲主耶稣。
And then they can speak of the Lord Jesus.
讲那个在里面的生命。
And then the life that is within.
带他们得救了。
Can bring them to salvation.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在家庭生活中。
So in our daily family lives.
你是讲是非的人吗
？Are you one that's just speaking of reason?
夫妻吵架的时候都在论谁对谁错吗
？When you are arguing with your spouse, are you just arguing what is right and wrong?
不是我们做小孩的。
Or as a child.
我们跟父母亲要东西的时候。
When you ask something from your parents.
我们都是讲说这个是对的。
That this is right.
要给我。
You need to give it to me.
每次你要去问的时候
，Every time you ask，
你先问问看
，First ask，
里面的主耶稣怎样说
？What does the Lord say inside of me first？
如果你去要求了
，After your request，
父母给你了
，And your parents give it to you，
但是你里面的生命呢，越来越微弱
，But the life inside of you becomes weaker，
里面的生命不喜乐
，And the life inside of you is not full of joy。
像我们家女儿有时候跟我讲说要打耳洞
，Like my daughter, she wants to have her ears pierced.
每年都至少要提一次。
Every year she will ask at least once.
提到现在呢，快18岁了，还没给她打耳洞。
Even now she's almost 18, she still does not have her ears pierced.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
孩子们还肯听。
That our children still listen.
没有说，哎呀，我在跟你父母亲对不过不去了。
They're still not. They are not in constant argument with the parents. We thank the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if you submit to your parents, then your life will grow.
不要去讲道理。
You don't need to speak of reasons.
你要看看里面的生命是怎么说的。
You need to follow. What does the life inside of you say?
我认识一个人。
I know a person.
他们家种芒果。
They have mango trees.
有一天呢，他们两家哈就商量好。
One day.There, these two families, they made an agreement.
明天呢，我们就把芒果啊收成了。
The next day, they will harvest their mangoes.
我们可以挑去卖，那我们就可以卖很多钱。
And then they will go and sell it and gain a lot of money.
那天晚上下雨。
And that night it rained.
结果呢，就趁着下雨的时候。
And during the time that it was raining.
有人呢，就来帮他们收芒果了。
There was a person who came and helped them harvest all the mangoes.
第二天早晨呢，他们醒过来。
The next day when they woke up,
那个其中有一个比较小的弟弟啊，
There's a little brother.
他去看了，哎呀，他说芒果怎么不见了
？He went out and he said all the mangoes are gone.
他就来跑来找哥哥。
And so he went to look for his older brother.
他说。你们帮我们收成了吗
？Did you already harvest and take down all the mangoes？
他说你在讲什么
？And the brother said, "What are you talking about？"
他说我们两家的芒果都光了呀。
He said, "All the mangoes are gone."
哎呀，他们跑去看。
And they went out to look.
果然都光了。
And yes, they were all gone.
哎，他看到那个地上啊，那个走路的痕迹。
And then they saw the footprints.
因为是下雨天。
Because it was a rainy wet day.
所以很快就找到了，是那。哪一家人偷他们东西
？And so very quickly they found who it was that stole all their mangoes.
哇，这个弟弟就很生气。
And so the little brother he was very upset.
他说我叫他赔。
He says they must pay.
而且还加倍赔。
And they must add interest to it.
但是哥哥的太太
，But the older brother, his wife,
是一个很有生命感觉的基督徒。
Was a Christian who really had a sense of life.
他就劝他的丈夫说
，And so she encouraged her husband and said.
他说：“这家人一定是很缺钱。
This family, they must be very poor.
他们才会做这样的事情。
For them to do such a thing.
所以我们不要去对付他。
So we will not go and demand anything from them.
我们就把这个当作送给他们的礼物。
It will be as a gift to them.
所以弟弟呢就找他们吵架。
So the younger brother went and argued with that family.
从此以后两家成为仇人。
And those two families became enemies.
哥哥这边因为有。妻子的相劝。
But the older brother, because he had the encouragement of his wife,
有一天， 他们有机会跟他传福音。
One day they shared the gospel with that other family.
有一天无意中这两家人遇见了。
And so those two families they met up.
这两个太太就说话。
And then the two wives they spoke.
这个偷芒果的那个太太呢就承认说，你们那次那个芒果是我们偷的。
The wife of the family that took the mangoes, she confessed to the fact that yes, she was the one. They were the ones who stole the mangoes.
问他说，为什么？你们对我们这么好。
And then she asked that family, why are you so good to us?
所以这个姊妹就有机会把福音传给她。
And so the sister had the opportunity to share the gospel.
姊妹，我讲这些故事在说什么？
Brothers and sisters, when I share these stories, what am I trying to say?
就是我们不是有一个固定的标准。
It's not that we have this standard.
我们乃是根据里面那个生命。
But we need to follow the life within us.
这个生命要做到一个地步。他才会快乐。
This life needs to grow up to such a point for it to be joyful.
就如同基督，他必须受最大的凌辱，他才完成救恩。
The Lord Jesus paid such a great price to save you.
当我们照着基督的榜样去做
，And so as you follow the pattern or the image of Christ,
你就立刻得生命。
Then you will gain life.
所以弟兄们告诉我们说
，So brothers tell us,
不是对与错的。
It's not a matter of right and wrong.
是神的生命满意不满意的问题。
It's whether or not his life overflows.
Satisfied.
And is whether his life is satisfied.
神的生命满意了。
When his life is satisfied,
你就快乐了。
Then you will be joyful.
神的生命不满意了。
If his life is not satisfied,
你就软弱了。
Then you will become weak.
这就是我们的原则。
This is the principle.
这是我们的道路。
This is our way.
愿这两棵树让我们看清楚。
May these two trees speak to us clearly.
愿这两条路我们也看清楚。
May these two ways be very clear for us.
让我们都来拣选生命的道路。
So that we will choose the way of life.
弃绝是非的道路。
And reject the way of knowledge of good and evil.
弃绝那个里面恶人的主张。
And reject the way of our old nature.
弃绝那个又宽又大引到灭亡的道路。
Reject the broad and wide way that leads to destruction.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们不配讲这些话。
We are unworthy to speak these words.
我们充满了惭愧。
We are full of shame.
我们个人和整个的聚会。
For us individually and the whole church.
还是在贫穷苦干的光景中。
We are still in a poor and dry condition.
主耶稣，可怜我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
苏醒我们。
Waken us.
让我们愿意付一点代价
so that we were willing to pay the price,
向你买眼药
so that we would buy eye salve,
让我们眼睛能够看见
so our eyes can see,
神儿子的荣耀
the glory of the Son of God,
向你买白衣
so that we can purchase linen garments,
让我们不至于赤身露体
so that we would not be naked,
让我们在外面的行事为人可以对得起你所给的恩典
so that we could be worthy of the grace that you have given us,
让我们向你买火炼的金子
so that we can buy precious jewels,
里面有真实的信心
and have true faith,
能够信靠
And to rely on God.
我们不是依靠世界
And not rely upon the world.
我们也不是依靠里面这个恶人
Or upon the wicked one inside of us.
我所有依靠都在乎你
But we rely upon you only.
因为我们的生命存留动作都是在乎你
Because our living, our breathing, all of our being is in you.
主耶稣做我们的生命
Lord, please be our life.
活在这个地上
As we live on earth.
让我们活着就是基督
So that when we live, it is Christ.
愿你得着一切的荣耀
May you receive all glory.
祝福弟兄姊妹们
Bless all brothers and sisters.
凡有心愿的
So that you would be full of
你都把丰盛的恩典赐下来
so that you can give us great grace.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名
We thank you and praise in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.